Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Chauncey Show, where we're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. I want to start off by offering prayers to all of those who have lost loved ones with this unfortunate pandemic, COVID-19. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of your loved ones and friends and family that have lost loved ones with this unfortunate disease. We also wish Godspeed to those who are in the hospital, that they recover and that they come home safely to their families, friends, and loved ones. Also, we want to thank the first responders, all the frontline workers, police, fire, EMS, nurses, doctors, scientists, everybody that's on the front line trying to battle this deadly virus and trying to give us a normal life. We thank them as well. Today, we have an exciting show for you. We have a young, new political candidate running in New Jersey for the New Jersey State Assemblyman. We're honored and proud to have in the studio Jennifer McCarr. We're going to listen to her in a few minutes. She's going to talk about her extraordinary experience and her biography and how and why she decided to get into politics, as well as what her plans are for the state of New Jersey. Without any further ado, let me welcome into the studio Ms. Jen McCarr. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed. It's great to have you on the show. Please share with us a little bit about your background, who you are, how you got involved in politics, and how we got to where we are today.
Sure. So I started out serving in my church a long time ago, about 15 years now. And our community is, we're a very tight-knit community. I serve Sunday school, high school. And we have this huge concern with the education system right now. And this is what really got me involved. Coptic Orthodox, if no one knows what that is, it is the Orthodox church that was established in Egypt. And so we came to this country. My parents came to this country in the 70s and came here legally. And we have been living in Roselle Park in our community here in our district for over 20 years. I went to William Patterson University here in New Jersey, and I have been working in the pharmaceutical industry for over 10 years now. And basically, my biggest passion is helping my community and all the children that go to school in New Jersey. And I think that the biggest issue here right now is the indoctrination of our educational system. Just a little
Absolutely.
Bit about me.
Yeah. Education is critical. Is that the main reason why you decided to run for the state legislature, because of the educational issues in New Jersey?
It is a primary reason, yes. Obviously, there's a lot of issues going on, partly, you know, religious liberties and our freedom of speech. This is all being attacked right now. So it starts off with education, and if we educate our children properly with, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, then I believe that we'll, you know, establish better people in our community. So this is just like the root of the issue is what I believe. Obviously, there's many issues, but however, I feel that if we teach them correctly, we can, you know, go back to a more civil, civil society rather than the hate that's going on.
Absolutely. I can't agree with you more. I think our public educational system on a national level has underserved our children and our parents, especially in challenging communities and cities, urban areas, especially now with COVID, with people and children being able to access computers, or if they're, you know, the challenges they have if they don't have a computer at home. So there is a lot of challenges in the educational system, especially with COVID, especially with the curriculum that's trying to be indoctrinated of our children. Instead of teaching critical thinking, they want to teach our kids about transgenderism and sexual relationships, things that I don't think that kids and children should be learning about when our children graduating now from high school can't even compete globally. So education, I believe, right, is definitely a key issue. And it's very refreshing to hear that that's one of the areas that you want to fight for. I'm very compassionate about education because I served a couple of terms in the third largest city in Patterson on the school board. So I understand the challenges, right, that not only districts face, parents face, but students face. Did you want to add something to that?
Well, I just want to say that if we are able to teach our kids things as simple as civil rights or civil, you know, just how the law is made, then I believe that we'll be able to raise children that can, like you said, think critically, and not only think critically, but be able to, you know, fight on the right side and fight not against each other, but, you know, like bigger battles. So this is, you know, like I said, it's just like the root of the issue. We need to be able to teach them focus on like math or reading, things like that, and science. But it shouldn't be the indoctrination that's going on at the, you know, elementary or high school level, or even the, you know, university level, which is, in my opinion, failing as well.
I could not agree with you more. I think one of the things that is lacking, not only in the educational system in New Jersey, but across the country, is helping our children learn and understand what American government is about, American history, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. All of these things have been omitted out of our educational system. And that's why we have a rise, if you will, in socialism on the left. And I wish that our education, communism, socialism, Marxism, democracy, which they don't. So, you know, our kids are at a free-for-all to, unfortunately, the indoctrination of not only the public education at the lower level, but higher education. We have these liberal professors trying to indoctrinate college students with their philosophies instead of teaching them the various levels of society and education, rather than trying to promote their own positions. And that's sad. And we see that happening. We see that happening today in New Jersey. What are some of the other policy issues? There are a lot of problems in New Jersey. Do you have a 5-point plan for New Jersey, or if you will, share some of your policy plans that you would like to try to push forward when you get to the assembly?
So overall, you know, if we're going to do like an umbrella of issues, I would say that less government is, you know, the bigger issue. And under that, you know, the suppression of speech or suppression of religious liberties are at the top there. Gun control, I think that, you know, in our state here, we have very strict laws. And what people don't really understand is that it's people's livelihoods that are at stake, and the less gun control we have, the lower crime we will have. Other issues, you know, regarding family policies, you know, having school choice is a big promoter here for our community, and I'm sure other parents would agree outside our, like, you know, tight-knit community. Property taxes are a huge issue, and I personally believe that abortion has gone out of control throughout the country, and I'd like to see that it remains out of New Jersey.
Absolutely. What are some of the other issues that are directly impacting your district? Even though you spoke about some policies,
I would say that property taxes have skyrocketed in the past decade or so, and I think that this is an issue that we need to tackle. you know, it needs to be controlled somehow. So figuring out bills to, you know, stop it from going higher are, you know, big concern in our community, in our district.
Are you in favor of vaccination passports?
Absolutely not.
Why?
It infringes on our freedoms. What happened to the HIPAA laws that we've created? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, these laws are, you know, going out down the drain. You know, there's no more privacy. I just think that it goes against anything, you know, American, to be honest, with having a passport to see whether you've been vaccinated in any level, not just for COVID.
I agree. Personally, I don't support vaccinations. I have not gotten the vaccine, and I don't plan on getting the vaccine. Also, I find it troubling that government is trying to impose its will upon the people, which is a clear violation of the Constitution. You can't force anybody or mandate anyone to get a vaccine offered by the government. I think it's ludicrous. And you're telling me that I can't fly unless I have a vaccination passport. Go ahead. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's right. It couldn't be enforced by the government. So what they're trying to do is push like these big agencies and big companies to enforce the vaccine. And, you know, people unfortunately are hopping on board with it and they're going with the flow and they're not, you know, seeing the bigger picture of the Constitution being infringed upon and their own liberty. So, yeah, I completely agree with you, and I think that we need to have more people stand up to it and not get the vaccine and, you know, stand up to these companies that are forcing it or universities that are enforcing it, because from what I understand, Rutgers is planning on enforcing the vaccine for anyone attending in the fall. So it is, like you said, it's insanity, and if we don't have enough people to stand up for it, then it's going to be the new norm.
The only people that benefit from these shots are the pharmaceutical companies, okay? There is no long-term research done on the impact and effect it will have on your body, which has not been done, which I find it very, very interesting. Also, if you have a 99.9% survival rate of getting COVID, why are you forcing vaccination mandates? It doesn't make sense what they're doing. It doesn't make sense at all. Okay, go ahead. You want to say something, Jen?
Yeah, I just think that if someone wants to get it, let them get it. I mean, we don't have to tell them not to get it. It's just, and don't shame me for not getting it. Or don't shame me for presenting facts or articles or research behind the effects of it. So, I mean, down the line, we really don't know what's going to happen with the vaccine. So, but again, I don't want to force my opinion on those who have gotten it or those who plan on getting it. And I appreciate if they do the same to me.
I could not agree with you more. For those that are tuning in, this is the Chauncey Show. We're always right, never left. I'm yours, Chauncey Brown. We're honored and proud to have in the studio today a young lady who is running for New Jersey State Legislature, Jennifer McCarr, talking about policy issues and talking about her plans for New Jersey when she gets elected. You know, Jennifer, you're welcome. The government has overreached its ability into people's lives, even with gun control now, which gun control does not stop criminals from getting guns. These issues are beyond comprehension. You're hurting law-abiding citizens by imposing more regulations when the people that commit the crimes get the guns illegally. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a huge issue because, you know, obviously it's not the guns that are, you know, killing the people. The Second Amendment is protecting the people from the government. And it's the only country, I mean, that has this protection. I think that we need to lessen the laws and look at the research and the cities have had these, you know, strict laws and see how they've done. And we'll be able to see that they're failing and their crime rate has skyrocketed. Just for example, we'll look at Chicago and what goes on in Chicago on a daily basis. You know, I'm sure there are others that rank as high as Chicago, but let's just look at their what's going on over there and then compare to what they're trying to push in every other major city. So, I mean, obviously, it does... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. Yet over this past Easter holiday, for those that observe Easter, there were 34 shootings, 7 fatalities. And what did the gun laws do for those individuals that have been shot or injured? Not only that, you know, I don't mean to throw a curveball in this conversation, but where is Black Lives Matter? I'm not a supporter
At all. Exactly.
I'm not a supporter of Black Lives Matter, but as long as it's a white cop on a black person, they show up. Black on black crime is the highest in the nation, and I don't see Black Lives Matter on the front line of trying to save black lives. Now, if you want to talk about gay, lesbian, transgenderism, oh yeah, that's the front line of their agenda, which I do not support. I believe that anybody has the right to do whatever they want, but do not push it in my face publicly. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. And for you to walk around like it's a badge of honor, I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I'm LGBTQ, I'm trans, that's your business. Who cares? You know, and for people to try to turn around and say it's a right, no, it's not a right, it's a choice. Okay? When you decide whoever you want to be with, that's a choice, that's not a right. A right is when you are discriminated against for something you can't change, like my color. I can't change the color of my skin. So no one should be discriminated against because of actually any reason. However, if your color is whatever it is, you can't change that, you know? But if you have a choice, that's not a right. That's a choice. And, you know, I have a strong disdain for identity politics. It does a disservice to Martin Luther King. I'm a few years older than you are. Actually, I have a son your age. And, you know, he was against identity politics. And to try to say that gay rights equals civil rights, you're out of your mind. Because no one knows about your gay rights unless you talk about you're gay. I could walk down the street no matter what I am. I'm still black. So people being attacked because of their black, it's evident. When a person walks down the street, you can't tell what their sexual orientation are. So to claim that you have rights because of your choice of sexual preference, I find that to be beyond the pale. Just a little sidebar there, you know. I mean, I have friends that are gay. I have no problem with whoever they are. But to announce it, to publicize it, to wear it as a badge of honor, that disgusts me. I don't care if you're heterosexual, lesbian, gay, whatever you are. I think it undermines your character of who you are and the integrity that you hold.
Well, if we just go back to, you know, what Jesus Christ has said about you know, individuals of that sexual orientation. I think that, you know, we forget that people can make wrong decisions and we're going into this, you know, new, you know, phase of, well, I can do anything and I'm never going to be wrong. And I think that we need to come back a little bit and realize that, well, we all can make mistakes and we all can fall short. And if we... And the only way to do that is to, you know, bring God back into the picture. We need a moral ground and we need a moral standing. So this is something that I believe. And I think that, you know, part of the reason I feel compelled to get into this dirty game of politics is because we need to return back to God and we need to bring him back to the foundation of why you know, we need to be humane with each other.
You hit the nail on the head when you said we need a moral injection in this country, and you running as a moral injection into New Jersey. I could not agree with you more. We need people who are faith-based, faith-committed to get involved in politics.
Absolutely.
And like you said earlier, yes, most people who have a logical sense has a disdain for the people that are in politics. But if we do not stand up to fight against what's evil and bad, then we're no different.
Exactly.
And
I feel that's what we're in. We're in a battle right now of, you know, good and evil. And the more we have, the more people we have standing up for it, for the good side, mm-hmm. I think that we can regain the country and regain, you know, what was lost. I really have faith in that.
You know, Jen, I just want to say that probably the most important dynamic that you brought to the table today in this show, and it's important, and I'm reemphasizing it for my audience and for everyone. We need candidates that are morally sound. We need people like you, Jen,
yeah,
who put God first before politics. And, you know, 98% of the people I have on my show are God-fearing people. I try to vet them and make sure that they're spiritually grounded, they have moral integrity. I just don't have anybody on my show, and I think my listeners know that. But I am so proud that young people like yourself are well-grounded in their faith of the Most High. You wear it on your sleeve as a badge of honor, as you should. And, yes, we are going through a spiritual warfare in this country. It is time now that we all repent. It is time that we look for our answers in God and not man. And we need to start electing officials like yourself, Jen, who put God first and politics second because you have a moral compass. And that is so telling. Are we looking at candidates to see if they have a moral compass? You know, it's great that
we used to, as a country, we did, mm-hmm. and it was evident. You know, people, pastors and priests were able to talk about candidates who qualify under God's moral ground, and we don't do that anymore. Pastors and parishioners who are in churches are more like second-class citizens and not able to discuss that. And I just want to go back to something. It's not a pride in, you know, like my beliefs. It's more of like a conviction. And I think that if you are convicted by the word of God, you will move forward and you will listen to him more clear and be able to just follow what he wants you to do. So if we have more conviction, then I feel that we'll be able to be successful.
You know, Jen, you hit some very salient points. I look at myself, before I can have conviction, I have to have submission. And I submitted myself to the Most High, that he keep my will, you know, and that he, as you said so eloquently, let God lead our will and our path. You know, man today is led by lust, desires of the heart, and man, not God. And this show today has been very, very interesting because as much as we talked about policy, this is the real issues here that you identified. Worldwide, nationwide, is a spiritual warfare going on right now. We all need to stand up. All the spiritual warriors need to stand up. We need to fight back. Like yourself running for office, other candidates around the country, this is what we need right now. We need a moral injection. We do not need politicians that make us feel good. We need politicians that are going to tell us the truth. And when you tell the truth, it hurts sometimes.
Very much hurts. Yes,
it does. Go ahead, Jen. Go ahead. Go ahead. We only have a couple of minutes.
I was just going to say that, same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We only have a couple of minutes left. Yeah. This has been an awesome show. I hope that I'll be able to have you on again. Before we close out, please share with my audience if they want to donate to your campaign, volunteer to your campaign, or how can they contact you, please share that information with my audience.
I guess the primary way would be through Facebook, and I'm on Jen MK, and I can, you know, I answer my messages like fairly quickly. Again, it's Jen MK. I have a website. I'm working on it right now, jenfornj.org. And yeah, I appreciate all the help because, I mean, I think that God sends us help in different ways. So yeah, anyone that wants to help in any way, I'm more than happy to have them on board.
I want to thank you so much for coming on my show today. I pray for you, and I will you the best of luck. You are a breath of fresh air, and we need your type of moral compass injected into government today. I'm so proud and blessed that I've met you, that I know you now, and I've had you on my show. If there's anything that I can do to help push your candidacy forward, if you want to come back on my show again, you're more than welcome. You're invited whenever you like. And thank you. Keep the faith. Stay strong, because the battle is long, but at the end, we will win. God bless you and your family,
Amen.
Jenna.
Thank you
so much for
coming
on. Thank
you so much. Thanks for the encouragement. Thanks.
You're welcome. Good night,
man. Bye.
For those that are tuning in, this is the Chauncey Show. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, where we put God before politics, as you heard us do it today. We had a great candidate on running for the New Jersey State Assembly, Jen McCarr, who wants to do the right thing by the people and by God, and that's what we're looking for today in politics. People with a moral compass, people that want to serve God and make God happy first, then we will be able to make those that we serve happy. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, as always, to the Chauncey Show. Follow us every Tuesday and Thursday from 6:35. I'm on the Chauncey Show on Blog Talk Radio. You can also follow us on Twitter, Chauncey Show USA, on Parler, the Chauncey Show, Facebook, the Chauncey Show. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, the host, Chauncey Brown. I'm at NY Talk Radio Host. I'm also on Parler at Chauncey I. Brown III. Next up on Tuesday, we have another exciting show coming up. We have the founder of the Black Panther movement, Huey Newton's son, Rigo Dukes, will be in the studio Tuesday to talk about his challenging of finding out who his father was, how he found out who his father was, and what is U.S. Attorney Rigo Dukes doing today. So please check for updates. You can go to our website, thechaunceyshow.com. for future updates. We want to thank you all for tuning in, as always. We want to thank all of those who have supported us in the past with their donations. Please, you know, we do this at no charge. We are able to do what we do by the small donations from the people like you. Please donate to The Chauncey Show at PayPal Me. The Chauncey Show, PayPal Me. Your small contributions go a long way to help us to continue to be a voice for the American people. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good night. God bless America. God bless you all, and keep the faith. Good night now.